So guided meditation to personify your soul. So if you want to close your eyes, get comfy, make sure you're not going to be distracted. And while you're breathing quietly for a minute, start to create a sacred space and center yourself. Imagine your soul as a radiant being of light. Start to imagine your soul as a radiant being of light with a unique personality and a gentle and loving presence. You can now communicate and dialogue with your soul by imagining your soul in a way that feels good to you. You can ask questions in this visualization. You can express any thoughts, and you can even directly ask your soul, what is a good way to imagine you and personify you in a way that will help you deepen your communication possibilities and deepen the sense of trust between you, your soul, and the creator. So there are many ways to personify universal intelligence, the creator, the great mystery, or however you want to conceptualize and talk about the designing force or the unifying force of existence. Everyone is unique, and everyone can do this in unique ways. Some may want to imagine universal intelligence as a distinct being who is benevolent, a cosmic presence that is part of existence or exists as existence itself. You may want to imagine the universe as some kind of great mythological being, like a dragon, a unicorn. This universe is a being who can stand beside your personified soul. So imagine a sacred partnership between your soul and universal intelligence now. What does this look like for you? So while you're in this meditation, focus in your mind's eye, create a representation of universal intelligence that works for you. This can be Some kind of sacred guardian, a wise elder, a mythical being, or any other personification that helps you to feel its complete support, guidance, love, and the interconnection and power of your connection to it. If you're not sure what to imagine, just try something and see if it works for you. Experiment. Each time you do this meditation, experiment joyfully and playfully. You can always change it as you develop your connection. For those that need some inspiration, you could imagine your soul as a radiant being of light who is inside a cosmic tree that is the universal intelligence or creator. Others may like to imagine infinite intelligence as the breath that connects to all things and connects to themselves and their soul as an instrument that inhales the Creator every time they take a breath. They are obviously only two metaphors to personify and connect with these imaginative concepts. Connect in whatever way you wish. Remember that the purpose of this visualization and this personification is simply to help you form a partnership between your soul and infinite intelligence that is sacred, feels good to you, and helps you feel intimately connected with the divine. You see, your own metaphor and personification, the way you imagine things, are directly connected to your ability to bring forth your soul blueprint. Why? Because the higher imaginative faculty is part of what generates and creates your sense of connection to these higher forces. The higher forces exist, and everybody can imagine them in different ways. Finding your own way to imagine them in a way that helps you feel connected will deepen your contact and give you more spiritual and emotional capacity to manifest your soul blueprint. They can also help you because you can dialogue directly in visualizations with your soul and with universal intelligence to ask them directly about your soul blueprint. You can do this now. You can ask how you can manifest and bring it forth in your everyday life. Spend 5 minutes now in meditation, imagining your soul and universal intelligence in a way that works for you, and see what insights arise so that you can then record them in your study journal. As well as continuing to deepen your connection. So when you're ready, open your eyes, take a deep breath, and come back to the here and now.